Hello, everybody, and Happy New Year. This is American This is American Pale Males. This is your nerdy beer tasting podcast. I am one of your hosts, Michael. And with me is the other laughing host.
The slap happy Jeremy. Michael, how in the world are you? It's been a whopping 10 minutes.
Shh. Doing good. New year, new me.
New year, new beer.
Yeah. We have a new season coming up pretty soon.
We do. It's true.
After we expunge all these summer beers, but
well, we've got like what, three or four more left in this season? Two. Okay. Yeah, we can make that work.
Yeah,
that'll be fine. Michael, but it's the end of the year, and you know we wouldn't be any form of media if we didn't slack the last week and just do basically a Simpsons clip show here.
Yeah, sorry for the clip show. Have no fear, we got beers for years. But
well done.
Today we are we're taking a step back and we're going to look at some of the beers we had this year, look at some of the events that happened this year, silent reflection, and we're just going to have some fun. As we always do in every episode, let's open up with some beer brags. Jeremy, do you have one?
I do, actually. So, I recently was at a birthday party, and I had a Sour Wench Blackberry Ale from Ballast Point.
Okay.
So, as you may or may not have picked up, they have pirate themes, I guess. There's this, there's the Commodore, there's the, and then there's all those fish. But, in any case, this is a pretty solid Blackberry Ale. I hadn't, to the best of my knowledge, had anything with Blackberry in it, but Ballast Point continues their strong suit despite selling out to the man, 4 stars.
Mm-hmm. Credit where credit's due.
Yeah, man. I mean, like we said, macro is not inherently an evil thing. It's just probably an evil thing.
Yeah. There's case-by-case dependencies, I guess you'd say.
Yeah. Michael, what about yourself? What do you got?
Jeremy, this is very apropos for this time of the year, a beer called Winter Is Here.
Ah, I saw this.
Uh-huh. This is from Omegang out of New York.
Omegang.
And it's part of their Game of Thrones series of beers, which have been coming out over the years.
God, they've been coming out for a long time now.
Yeah, when
you think
about it.
I've got my father at least 3 different ones for a Christmas gift.
Does he enjoy that show?
Oh, does he enjoy it or do I enjoy it?
Both.
Yeah, the answer is yes.
Okay. That's awesome.
And I am caught up, so feel free to ruin everything.
So this is, I'll start talking about the beer. This is a double white ale.
Interesting.
I'm just going to read the middle part of the flavor text here. Fortify yourself with this Belgian-style double white ale brewed with white pepper and sea salt. The aroma contains bready malt, clove, banana, and honey. The flavor has peppery spice up front and finishes with a hint of honey sweetness. It was good. Much like the OG we had, air quotes, last week, it was like a wit with some attitude, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, right in your face, very potent flavor. I don't know if I have an ABV here, but you could tell it was high. Mm-hmm. But what really, the hallmark flavor of this was that white pepper. It was very spicy, almost to the point where, like, a jalapeno beer is jalapeno-y. This was almost peppery, like a white pepper would do, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
I guess I'm saying it was spicy.
gee, Michael, thank you.
So it was, but it's still very good. I liked it a lot, and it was, it kind of reminded me a little bit of, we made a clone of it from La Fin du Mird.
We did. It's still, that beer still exists, by the way. Steve just had like one of the last 3 of them the other day and said it was still really good.
Next to his Xbox 360 and Furby in his basement.
Yeah.
But yeah, La Fin du Monde, which has a nice kind of peppery aftertaste. This one has a peppery taste, period.
Sure.
But good. The bottle features that guy who chucks a huge spear at a dragon. It's kind of a spoiler.
That is kind of a spoiler, but it's still pretty sweet.
Yeah. He's glaring at me with his icy, icy eyes.
This is the Night King, I believe, is on that bottle?
Yeah. I make up names for all the characters, so...
Whatever, I know. Fun fact, speaking of Pep.
Uh-huh.
Since this is coming out well after the gift will have been given, I can tell you that I got friend of the show Steve the Evil Twin Westbrook collaboration Imperial Mexican Biscotti Cake Break.
Whoa.
Featuring coffee, cinnamon, almonds, cocoa nibs, vanilla beans, and habanero peppers, clocking it at an elaborate 10.5% alcohol. I don't know why I said elaborate. From Evil
Sounds
Twin in
like,
New York.
Sounds like Zocavesa-esque.
Kind of, which is why I got it. Plus, it was on sale.
Yeah, makes sense. Ah.
Mm-hmm. But, so now, we'll have... I mean, I'm going to make him have some with me, but...
Right.
We'll get there.
Future beer brag.
Yeah, definitely.
Excellent.
There you go. Merry Christmas, Steve.
All right, Jeremy.
Yeah.
So, it's our annual year in review show.
Sure is.
And for, I think, the first New Year, we didn't do anything. I think the second New Year, we had a wrap-up show. It was actually, okay, now we're kind of going into the nostalgia. Last New Year's show was Mike's salute sign-off show, and where you officially took over the pod.
Oh, yeah.
As the co-host.
Good night and good luck from Mike.
Yeah. And so it's been a year since you've been on the show, but we also did some other kind of year-in-review stuff on that show, mm-hmm. and we'll kind of try to make that a tradition. And we'll start with, I like this little thing that Google does every year, Year in Search, formerly known as Google Zeitgeist.
Why did they change the name?
I don't know. I like Zeitgeist.
It's a good word. You don't see many Z's in them.
Yeah. So basically, this takes different categories, and what were people searching for within those categories?
Oh, God. this might be fun this year.
Well, we'll get there. let's just take it easy and start with movies, Jeremy. We'll do this kind of Family Feud style.
Yeah.
So I have 10 movies here that are the top 10 search movies of the year, and let's see how many you can name. If you can get one, we'll count it as a hit, but if you can get more, that's the better.
So before I go into this, we've been doing a Google Feud here. We did it once before, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
And I went to a department Christmas party this past week, and it's one of those like highfalutin, you're supposed to like stand around and talk with people you don't really know and blah, blah, mm-hmm. blah. But the entertainment was a group called Survey Says.
Aha.
Where they give everyone, like, there's 8 people tables all over the place. There's, like, 25 of them or so. And you, they do, like, you don't know Jack-esque trivia on the big screen in the front. Where it's like, what was Taylor Swift's big song this year? Or, you know, whatever. Hmm. And so, my table won, like, immediately we got through the trivia. And then you go up in front of your colleagues and coworkers and do Family Feud style stuff.
Oh.
And until the last guy got a clean sweep of all 3 rounds, we were going to win those Java House gift cards, Michael.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, but so I'm feeling confident in this.
Okay, very good. They spun your wheels a little bit for
they
this.
They did. So I'm going The Last Jedi, Michael.
Not on the list for top search of 2017.
All right. X1.
And I don't... That came out this year, but it's not on there.
I mean, yeah. Okay. All right. I'm assuming that that's the case because it just came out like 2 weeks ago and it didn't have like months and months and months and blah, blah, blah.
And believe it or not, I think the same thing happened last year.
Last time with Rogue One.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
One of the whatever Star Wars.
It was Rogue One last year.
Yeah.
I fell asleep during that movie. Anywho, I'm going to go Marvel and I'm going to go Guardians of the Galaxy 2. My God.
Jeremy, you're going to rip your hair out, but guess number 3.
It.
Number 1, It.
Okay. Woo. Okay. I would have really been angry about that. Get Out.
Not on there.
All right. Well, there's 3. I got at least 1.
You got 1.
What are the rest, Michael?
When did Get Out come out? Was that
this year? It was this year. Yeah, it was early this year.
Okay, so you got number one, It. Wonder Woman.
Ah, dang.
Beauty and the Beast.
Yeah.
Logan.
Last year. Okay.
Justice League.
Ugh.
The Fate of the Furious.
Ugh.
I don't know if you've ever heard of this. Bahubali 2, The Conclusion.
Oh, yeah, I have heard of that. I believe it's a Bollywood movie, which would make sense as to why it's the most searched for.
Yeah, this is global. Maybe I should have given you that tip.
Continue. Well, I got number one, so I'm feeling good.
Yeah. Dunkirk.
That movie rocks.
Yeah. La La Land.
Uh-huh.
Thor Ragnarok.
I was going to say that one, too.
Yeah, so you're close there.
Yeah.
Let's move on
next song.
Yeah, song. Let's move on to music and bands.
God. Oh no!
So I know because you, Jeremy, you're.
I'm old,
I don't want to say alternative, but you are like a musician fan, if you will.
Kind of that, and I'm old, man. Today I went through the Pitchfork Top 100 playlist, like their Top 100 songs on Spotify. And outside of the ones I already knew, it all sounded like garbage. I mean, it's turning into Steamy Nicks for me, Michael.
Steamy, yeah, right. Just like Randy on South Park.
Yeah.
Like Teen Core, I think it was.
Teen Core.
Yeah.
Whatever. My song of the year was Swing of the Axe by Power... Sorry, everyone. It was Power Trip. Executioner's Tax, parenthesis, Swing of the Axe, close parenthesis. That was my song of the year.
You told me to listen to that one, and I did.
It rules. It's so good. And that was my concert of the year, too. It was Power Trip and Iron Reagan. It was great. Probably Taylor Swift is on that list, right?
She is not.
Really? Oh, God. That's the only thing I... Childish Gambino? Redbone was pretty big this year. And I'm looking at the CD right now. Oh, God. This is going to be bad. Kendrick Lamar.
Number 7.
Okay, good. I really like that album. It's pretty awesome. And I am not exactly a big rap guy, but it was pretty great. Cardi B. I heard that
number
name somewhere.
Number 10. Wow.
Really? Holy crap. Okay, how am I getting more of these in the movies? This isn't fair. Nobody pray for me. Okay, now I got that. Run the Jewels.
No.
Okay, all right. I got two. I'm feeling pretty good about that.
Number one, Ariana Grande.
Sure, why not?
Which I think is included in there for tragic reasons.
Wait, she's dead?
No, but a lot of people died at her concert.
Oh, God, that's right. I forgot about... Oh, yeah. Jesus, I forgot about that.
Number two, again, pulling the tragedy lever, Linkin Park.
Ooh, yeah, that'll do it. Soundgarden, are they on there because of that too?
No. Number three, I got Lady Gaga.
Lady Gaga?
Lady Gaga. Four, Mariah Carey.
Okay.
Did she do something this year? I don't know. Five.
I have no clue.
Harkening back to Game of Thrones, Ed Sheeran.
Oh, yeah.
Which people got upset about.
That guy looks like a weirdo.
Yeah, well,
whatever.
Yeah.
I couldn't have cared less. At least he's playing.
Have you seen a picture of him?
He's kind of fat and cross-eyed.
But he's tatted up.
Really?
Yeah. Just Google Ed Sheeran shirtless and.
I don't know if I want to be put on that sort of list, Michael. But I'll do it. I'm going to do
Ed Sheeran tattoo. Yeah. Anyway.
That's better.
You know, he looks like this goofy guy, but he's like he can wear a T-shirt and you wouldn't know. But he's pretty inked up.
Our stem cell guy is the same way. He does it. He's sleeved up, legged up, but as long as he... Holy crap, he is tatted up. Good gravy. Okay.
Yeah. Do you know who this is? Travis Scott?
He's a... Travis Barker is the drummer from Blink.
You're right.
No, I don't know who that is.
Okay. Well, he's number six.
All right.
Kendrick Lamar, as you said,
love
number
him.
Seven.
He's great.
Number eight, Lil Pump.
I'm sure. So,
Lil Pump. I feel like Johnny Carson when I say that.
Lil Pump. Yeah. I feel like all of the rappers these days have young, Lil, or big in front of their name.
Choose your adjective.
Yeah. I mean, which, you know, do what you gotta do. I just don't get it. But
yeah,
like I said, I'm old.
9, Katy Perry. She had some.
She had an album come out, I think. Yep.
And 10, as you said, Cardi B, which, like, 3 weeks ago I watched that music video on YouTube, and she's pretty aggro, I guess.
I don't know if I've heard the song. When Lady of the Show, I asked her about it because I heard the name on something, and she was unfamiliar, and she tends to keep up with that sort of pop culture stuff that I don't. So I felt like I was one of the cool kids when I knew a name, despite not knowing a song, album, or I guess technically I didn't know her gender. I assumed she was a woman with a name that ends with an I, but, you know, people do weird things these days. Who am I to presume?
Reminds me of cardiovascular.
Yeah, me too.
Let's get into TV shows, Jeremy.
Yeah.
This can get tricky because, you know, this is, again, we're doing global, but
oh boy.
Top 10.
Game of Thrones.
Number 4. Very okay. good. What else you got? And this includes Netflix, I believe.
House of Cards.
Not on there.
Okay. I thought you were going a curveball because of shenanigans and what have
Yeah. That, good thought. Good guess.
Yeah, okay. Orange is the New Black?
Not on there.
Oh, Stranger Things. I'm an idiot.
Number 1.
All right. Yeah. Okay. Well, I'm up to 2. Okay. American Horror Story.
Good guess, but not on there.
All right.
The rest,
I got 2.
It's kind of a little more obscure. Stranger Things.
Yeah.
Number 2, 13 Reasons Why?
Oh, yeah.
Is that
It's that show on Netflix about kids who kill themselves and leave like tapes behind or something, and it's supposed to be like,
holy crap.
It kind of sounds like teen suicide dash exploitation, which I'm curious but not curious enough to watch it.
Okay.
I've heard my coworkers say it's bad. We'll put it that way.
Okay. Number 3, Big Brother Brasil.
Brasilia. Okay.
When you select Blanca or when you fight Blanca.
Brasil.
Yeah. Game of Thrones. Yeah. Number 5, Iron Fist.
Iron Fist. Yeah, that makes sense. That was apparently terrible.
Yeah, which I heard was not too good.
Okay.
Number 6, I don't know this. Big Boss with 2 G's.
Sorry, don't know it. Okay, next one.
Riverdale.
Oh, huh. Lady of the Show hammered through the entire first season in like a 24-hour span.
They turned Archie into a teen drama.
Yeah, they did. And so one of the guys from last podcast does a pop culture podcast that I listen to called Page 7.
Mm-hmm.
And they have they're really big on the trashiness of Archie, but they talk about Riverdale quite a bit on there because it's apparently just like pure popcorn garbage.
That makes sense.
I don't know. I haven't seen it. I can't judge.
Again, I have not heard of this show for number 8, American Gods.
It's it is an adaptation of the Neil Gaiman book American Gods.
Oh, okay.
And it is on Stars. Apparently, it's quite excellent. I'm looking forward to catching up with it on my time off from work.
That Dark Horse of Stars mm-hmm. always has little treats on it.
A good show at a time.
Yeah, right.
Mm-hmm.
Number 9, maybe this is international. Maybe I'm being racial profiling here. The Kapil Sharma Show.
You haven't heard of that, Michael?
I've not heard of that.
No, neither have I.
Okay.
It's totally
okay.
fine.
Number 10, I have not heard of this either. Mindhunter?
That is the one that is the Jeremy show that I am ashamed that I have not watched yet because it is a Netflix show. It is about the development of the profiling of serial killers in the 70s in the FBI, featuring noted bumblebutt Ed Kemper.
Okay. Maybe that's a future Jeremy,
will be. Yeah,
Jeremy on the aisle. Jeremy on the small screen or something.
I can't believe you didn't realize that we should call that Hooks Looks. I mean, come on, Michael. I realized that today. But
okay, we can rebrand it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you do what you want. You're the chieftain here. We'll do whatever you like.
I can't remember if last year we did searches, just like top 10 searches
oh,
in general.
Oh, boy.
Or if we did People, but I will tell you that People is full of astro creeps.
Of what?
Astro like, creeps.
Astral creeps?
Yeah.
Like Rob Zombie's album?
Yeah, well, you know,
Oh. Okay, I got ya.
So let's do top searches of the year to kind of steer away from the astro creeps. Or you know what? Let's leave it at that.
I was gonna say they're probably the same.
Exactly. Last year they also had beer in the U.S. category, like top 10 beer searches. They do not have that this year, so we're going to omit that.
That's cool.
Yeah, but yeah, if you want to see more, that just go on Google and look in year in search and look up those Astro Creeps.
Yeah, they're all jerks and they should keep it in their pants.
Yeah.
Hey, Michael, you want to know something?
What's that?
Look how hard it is to not harass and or assault someone. I'm pretty sure we've been doing it all evening. In fact, one might say it's the default. Anyways, continue. Sorry, I had to get it off my chest.
Fair enough. Well, Jeremy, so that was the year in search, but I understand you have your very own top things of the year. So
I do.
I want to hear them. And I also want to hear, did you hit your goal of reading 30 books in this year?
Michael.
Go ahead. Yeah.
So as we record this, we are a few days shy of the new year and of my deadline. But yes, as of this morning, I did finish 30 books over the year.
Congrats.
It was hard, especially with the whole broken collarbone thing going on. But
I hit exactly this year.
Yeah, right? I didn't forget. out of the 30 books, I read a total of 11,414 pages. Leaving for an average of 380 pages per book. Now,
wow.
I started one more tonight.
Okay.
And I have a little while before the end of the year and the door closes. I want to see if I can break 31.
Okay.
I hit 17 fiction books, which surprised me. 13 nonfiction out of those 30. The best one was probably the Jim Jones book. The Road to Jonestown. Oh. Jim Jones and People's Tunnel by Jeff Gwynn. If there is a thread running through all of these books outside of long and depressing, I try to figure out where my head goes, because it seems like there's like a little bit of a thread between the books, and then like they change just a little bit. Like early on in the year, there's several about race in America, like the lynching, the epic courtroom battle that brought down the Klan, and blood at the root, a racial cleansing in America. And then there's a series of crime novels in the middle, like The Necessary Death of Lewis Winter by Malcolm McKay, and Five Families, Rise, Decline, and Resurgence of America's Most Powerful Mafia Families.
Mm-hmm.
But if I had to give a favorite, it'd be Jim Jones and Blitzed, Drugs in Nazi Germany by Norman Ohler.
Pretty okay. Good.
So I'm going to stick with 30 for my goal. I'm going to try and up the average to 400 pages a book. I've got a few ideas. There's a few doozies in there, both length and subject matter wise in my reading list, but I'm angling for it. I pulled it off, Michael. I did it.
Yeah, no, that was a tremendous goal at the beginning of the year. And it sounds like you, based on that page length, I got to give kudos to you, because you, that's a lot of pages to rip through.
There were four books over 700 pages.
Even with your recommendation, too, because I got that Kindle Paperwhite for Christmas last year.
Yeah, yeah.
And I started going through some Harry Hooley books.
Oh, yeah. Good stuff.
Based on your recommendation, so that was awesome. And I did a few other couple fantasy novels with Name of the Wind, and just finished one called Mistborn. Excellent reads. And then some nonfiction too, like let's not forget about Harry Truman, who is buried in the ash of Mount St. Helens. And so, you know, I didn't do 30 books this year, but relatively speaking, it's been a good year in books for me as well.
Yeah.
So
check out Going Clear, Scientology, Hollywood, and the Prison of Belief by Lawrence Wright.
Yeah, didn't they make a movie out of that?
They sure did. It's a messed up movie, and it's even more messed up book.
I do have a, I don't want to call it fascination, but
curiosity
about Scientology, and so I might have to
with old man Laffy.
Yeah, old Lafayette Ron Hubbard.
Michael, my movies weren't as diverse as the books. In fact, I read more books this year than I saw movies.
No, that's probably a good thing.
Well, I realized that at least on three separate occasions, I saw three or more movies in one sitting.
Cramming them in?
Actually, I think there's four or five. Because, because I did the Best Picture Marathon, which was...
Yeah,
that
was 2 weekends.
2 weekends of 4 and 5, respectively. I did Film Screen, which was 6.
The horror movie, right?
That's... Yeah, and I did do that triple feature the other week with Lady Bird, the disaster artist, Three Billboards Outside Ebbing, Missouri.
Trying to get ahead of the Oscar.
I am. I felt really bad about it, not having seen any of the Best Picture nominees last year, so I'm trying to jump ahead of it. I don't know what my favorite is. Usually I don't know until about June. Good Time was really good. Big Sick is great. It was delightful. Dunkirk, Baby Driver, Get Out, all great.
You know, I'm not a big movie guy. I kind of like the process of making movies more than...
That's true, you do. I've seen the results.
Well, not me personally making movies, but knowing how other people make movies. But you did have a suggestion that just two episodes ago that tickled my fancy, which was that... God, I don't know the title, but the Jim Carrey...
Jim and Andy
with a contractually obligated...
appearance by Tony Clifton. Yeah, that was a good movie.
I did end up watching that.
That's freaky, isn't it?
It is, yeah. I had no idea that Jim Carrey went that deep into that character. I kind of wish they had a little more interviews with people nowadays than just Jim Carrey. Like, they had interviews
Zmuda.
With Jerry the King Lawler from back then.
The time.
I would want to know what he thinks of it now if he's like...
goofy hair.
Yeah, and he has this arm candy around him on the set
Jesus,
the whole time.
Yeah, he does.
Speaking of astral creeps.
It was pretty... I seriously felt like he was going to just like beat Carrie senseless multiple times.
And then when he actually hit him on set for the Letterman take.
That's intense, man. Like,
that's incredible.
Like, it's intense. Have you seen the movie, Man on the Moon?
Most of it, yeah.
Okay. It looks intense as the movie's going on.
Yes.
It's even more intense when it's shot from the
sidelines, I guess.
The side, yeah, I guess that's a good way to put it.
Because you get like the actual sound that it makes.
You're just like, oh, snap, he really hit that guy. That isn't foleyed in.
Yeah, because it was supposed to be Carrie was supposed to not get hit, and a stunt person was supposed to come in, but 2 minutes before the take, he told Jerry Lawler just to give it to him. So that was a good recommendation. I like seeing that behind the scenes stuff, and Tony Clifton is always a delight in any form.
Jesus. If there's anything else that I can recommend, do not watch Dark Tower.
Oh, that's right.
That was
you
bad.
Were kind of
we
tempered
talked about
expectations
that.
For that, but
I had tempered expectations, and they
didn't hit those tempered expectations.
Knew.
Well, very good,
Michael. I also have a in honor of patron saint of podcasting, Dave Funny Damashek. I have some what do you want to call
some
them?
Some awards to give out.
Awards to give out.
Yeah, all right.
So, Michael, patron saint Dave Damashek does a series of goofball awards on his podcast, the Dave Damashek Football Podcast, which I recommend, where he gives out fruit of the year, condiment of the year, pie of the year. So I took some inspiration from him, and we're gonna start off with best name of beer from 2017, Michael.
Okay.
Your nominees are Bury the Hatchet from Coronado.
That's right.
Jungle Boogie from Mars Brewing, which I believe that was a rooibos tea, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Another T one. Ninja versus Unicorn from Pipeworks. White Rascal from Avery, and just because it's cute, Wolf Puff Session IPA from Golden Road Brewing. Michael, what's your winner?
I'm going to have to go with... I got to go with the pun. I got to go with Bury the Hatchet.
I was thinking the same thing, too. So best name goes to Bury the Hatchet from Coronado. Congratulations. We also have best adjunct in a supporting role.
Oh, okay.
We have Sage... in Sage Fried IPA from Deschutes.
Oh, God, I forgot about that one.
And
okay.
We have Pecan from the Pecan Ale from Abita. Mm-hmm. And just for argument's sake, we have Apricot from Apricot Dude Ranch from Door County Brewing. We got Huckleberry from the Huckleberry Wheat from Great Northern Brewing, thanks to Council of the Show. And finally, we have Lily from the recent Lily Ale from Burr Oak. Now, this is not your favorite beer. This is your favorite adjunct.
Adjunct.
I know what I'm picking.
I'm going to go with the pecan. It's kind of a straight-laced answer, but what do you got?
I'm going with the sage, because I remember that one being super weird.
That's right. I think you like that more than me, if I recall.
I did like that one better.
All right. Well.
We have the next one, Michael, is scraping the bottom of the barrel, and you might be surprised by one or two of the beers in here, but worst beer of the year.
Okay.
Now,
excellent.
I know the order in which our ratings gave this, but right. I want your gut feeling, what memory tells
subjective,
you is the worst one.
Yeah,
I want completely
totally.
Subjective Michaeling here. We have Hams Premium from Miller Coors.
God, that was this year too. Okay.
Yeah. We have Steel Reserve from SAB Miller.
Okay.
We have Cherry Almond Ale from New Belgium.
Okay.
That was also this year. Mm-hmm. And surprisingly, our final entrant is Budweiser from Anheuser-Busch.
Oh my God. This year is much longer than when we look back at the shows. It seems
right?
like that was so long ago. I was back in my old place when we did that episode. You know what? It was the biggest disappointment for me. In an upset, Cherry Almond Ale.
I'm going to agree with that.
Yeah. Those other three, it's like, yeah, I knew what they were going to... They weren't going to blow my mind. I was mm-hmm. expecting something really sweet from that Cherry Almond one, but it was a real letdown.
So, in order of garbageosity...
Mm-hmm.
Craptaculation, I don't know. We have the worst one was the Steel Reserve, Michael.
Yeah.
Do you remember what you gave the Steel Reserve?
It was probably a 1.
You actually gave it a 0.5.
Oh, gee.
I gave it a 1.5 for an average of 1.
For, okay, that's where it is.
For Hams came in second to worst with us both giving it a 1.25.
Okay.
Oddly enough, Michael, you gave that Cherry Almond Ale 2 stars.
And what did you give it?
1.5. So for an average of 1.75.
Okay.
And Budweiser, which sort of breaks my heart, I gave a 2.25 and you gave it a 2.0. So that's 2.13.
Yeah.
Those are the 4 worst beers of the year, according to our ratings, which makes me sad because I like Budweiser. Okay, Michael, another one. Last one from me, anyways. Is best brewery of the year. Let me give you my methodology on this. I only chose breweries that we did 2 or more beers from.
Oh, interesting.
And
okay.
I have an average beer at it. So I'm going to tell you the 4 breweries that we did multiples on that I decided to put in here, basically.
Okay.
And I will tell you the beers that we had with them.
Okay.
And I want you to pick your favorite one based on memory alone, not what you think you gave it.
Right.
We have Lagunitas, which we did the Pilsner and their Lil Sumpin' Sumpin' Ale.
Okay.
We did Stone Brewing with the Go-To IPA and Chocovesa, which was a highlight for both of us.
That's true.
We went to Bell's Brewery with the Kalamazoo Stout and the Oktoberfest, which I believe the episode was the weird old man head or something like that.
Yes, Old
something
Man
like
of the
that.
Week or something like something that.
Like, yeah, Creek Crusty Old Man, I don't know. And our 4th nominee is Deschutes with Sage Fight and Pacific Wonderland. What's your pick for Brewery of the Year, Michael?
Based on those beers and just based on a general feeling, I got to give it to Stone. The Go-To IPA, even though I'm not a big IPA fan, that was a solid beer. And the Zocaveza, I have stats on this, but... Even subjectively, without looking at numbers, that beer is killer diller. Bringing back something from the 70s. So, yeah, I got to give it to Stone. And I think they did that Will Wheaton beer, right?
You did it in a feature.
Right. And, yeah, so I love that beer you gave to me.
Mm-hmm.
I really love that one, too. And that was from them as well. So adding that as a beer brag. Stone is my brewer of the year.
So based on our averages, mine is Stone as well, because Chocovesa and Go-To are just great, and Stone does fine work all around. But the averages came out to 4.13 for Stone,
mm-hmm.
3.75 for Bell's, 3.5 for Deschutes, and 3.4 for Lagunitas, which is about what I would expect.
Yeah, that's awesome.
I had hoped to have like an entire episode's worth of idiotic awards to give out, but I totally ran out of time.
Well, that's good. I like that because you kind of dipped into some of the...
Dopier garbage of what we did this year.
Exactly, yeah. And I'm looking, you know, in addition to the beers, I'm remembering some of the episodes. Like, you mentioned the Cherry Almond Ale, and that was the when we got assaulted by a cannon.
Oh, that's right.
Remember that? We were live in Eagle Point Park in Dubuque. And
live overlooking a majestic peak, and then bam!
Oh, yeah. And that you can find that clip on YouTube, too, of cannon attacking the show.
I imagine that's a good one to...
So, Jeremy, I do have more stats about the beer of the year.
Mm-hmm. What do we got?
So we're looking back at beers that got 4.0 or more. Or, excuse me, more than 4.0.
I'm going to close the list so I don't know what's coming.
Okay. So beers that got a 4, runners up real quick. Squatters, Hell's Keep.
Good beer. That should have been in best name. I wish I would have done best
name. That is, and best, maybe not best, but awesome bottle art.
Mm-hmm. Oh, God, yes.
Just a big dragon slash demon head, like, scaring the people of Salt Lake City.
Okay, I'm going to hopefully keep track of that sort of thing in the coming year.
Okay.
That's my thing to do for the next year.
Yeah, just put a little star next to it if it was an awesome bottle. Maui Pineapple Mano Wheat.
That was a good beer.
That was a good beer. Fine example of a fruit beer.
That was a close one to adjunct in a supporting role.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yes. Avery White Rascal.
That was good.
And Reunion Pub Ale.
Oh, that was a good beer. I that has joined my standard rotation, by the way.
Yeah, that was definitely a solid one. But looking back here, so beers that got more than a 4. We had 9 this year. Last year we had 12, so a little less, but here we go.
We're getting snootier.
Yeah, exactly. I think that's true. Starting at a 4.13, Vander Ginst.
Oh, yeah, that one. That weird beer I got in Dirty John's.
Yeah, it's like a sourish ale. One of the rarer international beers we had, but we should probably have more international beers. But anyway, next, Pipeworks Ninja versus Unicorn.
It's
I believe
good
that's
beer.
A double IPA.
It is a double IPA.
Again, at 4.13. Speaking of getting shot by a cannon, Parrot, that same episode where we got shot by a cannon.
Oh, yeah.
4.13. Moving up to 4.25, Surly Furious.
Good beer.
And also there is Mars Community Jungle Boogie.
Another good beer. Thank you, cousin of the show.
Yes. Rebus.
Roibos.
Now moving up to 4.63, Trappist Rochefort 10.
So that's Trap 10.
That was for our 100th episode, I think. Again at 4.63, Stone Jokovesa. Now, the last two both have a 4.75. Technically tied, but we'll choose one beer of the year between us, or maybe we'll agree, we'll see.
All right.
Founders Kentucky Breakfast Stout.
Yeah, that's... I'm sad that I'm all out of those.
Your other 4.75, Peachtree William Milo Stone.
Oh, man.
And Jeremy,
that's
based
hard.
On these ratings, I mean, Trap 10 is amazing.
It was, but was it
but,
beer of the year?
No, I'm not going to give it. I'm going to give it to... Here's my logic. It was an underdog. I was not expecting it. And it's quote-unquote common. Like, you can get it. Like, it's out there.
Mm-hmm.
Easily obtained. If you're in the Iowa area, it's Peachtree Willie Milo Stone is my beer of the year. Jeremy.
Yeah, I'm going to do the same thing. It's really good.
That was excellent. I mean, KBS... It's vaunted. It was...
For good reason.
Excellent. It was strong. It was delicious.
Smack in the face.
But at the same time, there's a component of hype and a component of rarity to it that kind of...
Yeah.
Tickled me the wrong way. But Peachtree, William Milo Stone, you got this humble Iowan beer coming there. And it was awesome.
It's a Belgian Imperial Stout, and you get all the Belgian out of it.
And the Imperial Stout, too.
And
like,
yeah.
They do everything about that
no
beer
slush.
So well.
Yeah.
Peachtree, you have the beer.
Beer
of
the year.
Year.
I should go there.
All right, Jeremy, one more thing before we wrap up.
Mm-hmm.
Last year, we did some new beers resolutions, and let's see if we achieved our goals. Jeremy, your new beer's resolutions for 2017 were to go to Dark Lord.
Yeah, I totally did that, and it was awesome.
Yeah.
Despite
injury.
Yeah, wild injury and large amounts of painkillers. Not at the same time. I sucked it up and dealt with it.
Next, I don't know if you did this or not, try King Sue.
Yeah, I did that at Dark Lord and on Friday. They have a new batch that just came out. Speaking of which, new beer's resolution for... Toppling Goliath is brew out of Decorah again, and they have everything coming out of Decorah. The first batch of Pseudo Sue is coming back out.
Awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Your final Brew Years of Resolution Vanilla slash Wood Chip Brew.
Totally which you did. That.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was good. I enjoyed it quite a bit. It was a little bit whiskier than I thought it would be, and the vanilla didn't turn out as vanilla-y as I wanted it to be.
But you did. But, that's the point.
Mm-hmm, yeah, I did do it.
My New Year's resolutions, make the true... this is how I have it typed in. Make the true Bloody Mary, parentheses, ferment tomato juice.
Oh, God, that's right.
That was this year. And that was... I think that's actually the videos that I put on YouTube that has the most hits. That series of videos.
That's disgusting.
Granted, it's still double digits, but...
yeah, 99.
Next, get back into beer making using hot malt extract. I did try this a couple times at the old place, and one time it turned out okay, and one time it didn't turn out. So might have to incorporate that into the next year's resolutions. And then the final was try to use yeast from other bottles.
You totally did that.
And I did that with cider. In fact, I used Trap 10 for that, and that was like...
solid, if memory
serves. That was the best cider that I've ever made, so...
Good work.
Anything for this year, Jeremy. It can be anything from trying a beer, to making a beer, to going somewhere, to... It's very open-ended. It can be achievable in the next month, for all that matters.
I hope... Oh! I want to try the Citra Triad Flight at Big Grove.
Okay.
They are releasing a triad of IPAs this Friday, I believe, all featuring the Citra hop. I believe there is a session, there is a double, and an imperial. I think. I could be wrong, but I think that's what the case is. And I want to try it because I missed it last time they did that. So, I don't know if I'm going to may have time for it because this is a busy time of year. I would like to go to Dark Lord Day again, but there are vacations in the way that may hose that. But I want to make another Belgian with friend of the show, Steve.
Ooh.
By this time of the year, this time next year, I want to have Le Fin du Merde Dose, which doesn't make sense, but I want to have the sequel to it in the can and have had it in the can for like 3 months. So I guess we'll have to start in March. Good God. That one took forever to age, by the way.
Oh yeah, that's right.
But we'll get there. Michael, what about you?
I want to, so this place very close to where I live apparently has different brewers come in and give out samples, and I want
drink
to
drink free beer.
I want to drink free beer and take advantage of that and report back on that.
I think you should totally do that.
Much
Michael.
Like I did with Toppling Goliath.
Oh, yeah.
Hand in hand with that, obviously, being at a beer store, I want to try some more like bomber-style beers. Yeah. So we'll do that. And what else can I do here? Maybe...
come down here and go on a brewery tour with me.
Yes. Iowa Brew Tour at some point. That sounds like an excellent idea.
Right.
Whether it be just be Iowa City or if we hit up Exile, that'd be cool too.
Exile's pretty awesome. I like that
Peachtree,
place quite a bit.
So anything, you know.
It's on the way.
Let's do that. That sounds like a grand old time. So those are the Brew Year's resolutions for 2017.
Let's do it, Mikey.
Yes. All right.
Well, that's 2017, sir.
Yeah, let's wrap it up.
It's another
there.
Year down the gullet. Friggin' riddance.
Yes, like most are the other annual review show. No beer this time. Taking a break. So, we'll call it there.
Mm-hmm.
Jeremy, do you want to do the quick social media plugs?
Sure. So you can find us at APM Pod on just about anything. You can find us at APM Pod on Twitter. You can find us at APM Pod on Facebook. If you go to APM Pod on Tapped, you'll find host Emeritus Mike. Loading us up with all these things because we don't have the credentials. You can find us on YouTube. Send us something on email, apmpod@gmail.com. You can find us on iTunes, Google Music, Stitcher. Rate and review if you don't mind. It really helps us out, I'm told. And just tell people, really.
Sounds good.
With another year down the gullet, Michael, it's been a full year.
Yes, it has. And look forward to the next year in brews with you.
Yeah. Why, thank you, Michael. I'm looking forward as well to the next year with me. But but for Michael, I've been Jeremy.
For Jeremy, I've been Michael.
And this has been American Pale Males. Cheers.
Cheers.